We are again so glad to have back with us Pastor Mosio and his wife Evelyn. They have always been a huge blessing to us, Evelyn and myself and the church at large too. Pastor Mosio and Evelyn, they're both from Calvary Chapel in California, and they are grandparents in their own right, and they are both enjoying their grandchildren. They are also very much involved in missions all over this part of the world, and also actively teaching back home. This morning, Pastor Mosio will be bringing us a word from Psalm 103, and the topic will be Higher Ground.
Good morning, everybody. Most of you are my old acquaintances now. Maybe there are new ones I can meet later. Shall we stand to read the scripture? We do it together, please. Blessed the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who believes all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Bow our heads, please. Dear God, we praise you for what you have done in our lives. We thank you that we can be here to worship you together, because you have chosen us and you first loved us. We pray you open our eyes and ears to see your glory, your actions, your activities, and hear your own voices. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. If we look at this scripture, all, we bless our God with our heart, with our soul, with our spirit. All his benefits. You know, I find in my life that we human beings have a lot to ask others to help us, but when the help is secured and you soon forget them, you seldom go back to thank those people who help you. We seldom go back to God to thank God for what he has done for us. You know, today, this scripture, you know, we like to be strong, to be useful, right? See the last part? Renewed. You look at the word. So that, what does that mean? It means to me, if you don't forget all this, see, we are prone to forget. If you don't forget this, then your youth will be renewed. Forget what? Forget all the benefits. Forget what? God has forgiven our sins, iniquities. Forget what? God heals us. Sometimes you don't even know you have certain illnesses and God heals you. Forget what? God redeemed us. What does redemption mean? He paid the price to secure your eternity in heaven. Forget what? You know the English proverb, the crown on my head is the contentment. But the Bible says what? God put a crown on your head. That crown is loving kindness and tender mercies from God. All of us have a crown. And God Forget what? And this one we don't forget, right? Satisfy us, our mouth, with good things to eat. In Singapore, it's amazing. You know, I have a hard time controlling my mouth. Everywhere you go, there's wonderful food. So if we don't forget all this, and then what happens? Our strength will be renewed. Well, before I go into my main text, bear with me on my English, because for the first time, my message is not edited by my wife. So, blame my wife. After learning of my mid-stage, I stress here mid-stage cancer, a few years ago, many prayed for me. The surgeon at this big hospital in California wanted to operate on me, saying to me, Stanford trained specialist, if you go through my operation or my procedure, you can live to 100 years old. What a promise, sir. Very tempting. And he said, if you agree, I can arrange it very quickly. Oh. In the Soul Love Fellowship in Costa Mesa, celebrating Chinese New Year a year ago, I shared a message about the ancient Chinese, knowing the creation account and the existence of a creator God. Those of you may understand Chinese, it was known, it was compiled over 100 years, all right? Was known in Chinese as Da Ming Hui Dian. Over 100 years, went through many emperors that compiled this huge account. And in that account, and it stated there was a creation, a God, but they did not mention about Jesus, the Son of God. You know why? Because emperor say he was the Son of Heavens. And for the last 2,000 years, there were many sons of heaven, so-called. How tragic. Many wanted to be in this position. Thus, wars and killings. You have seen enough of this Chinese drama to get a gist of it. So after that message delivered, while still on the stage at this in front of about 200 people, Pastor John Chubik came up to me right here, like this, and informed the congregation of my serious illness and invited all to join him to pray for the healing of my health. On different occasions, right around that time, the senior pastor, Costa Mesa, Brian Broderson, prayed for my healing. And interestingly, he also prayed for wisdom. At that time, I didn't understand why wisdom, why healing. And Pastor John Henry, during his prayer for me, and halfway through he stopped, he was given the word of knowledge. He said, don't go for the operation. When you have cancer, don't go for operation. Dr. Mark Stengler, our family holistic doctor, well known worldwide, he is also the current director of apologetics of Calvary Chapel Oceanside. He gave me direction for unheard of to me, unconventional, non-invasive procedure. So in other words, there's no knife cutting business. So after that, I made a lot of inquiries, talked to people in Canada, in Mexico, also in US, because that procedure was not legal in America yet. And I even came to this part of the world and consulted specialists in Taiwan and Singapore. And it took a full circle back to California and found a major cancer hospital. They are doing a so-called clinical trial. You know, it's like testing program with the latest equipment of all places from Israel. So I had a chance to talk to the Jews who operate these machines. Well, they didn't take me in right away. They interviewed 130 plus potential patients. All right? I'm very picky. I didn't know that. They only selected 38 patients to go through this procedure. I was that number 38. To make a long story short, a couple of months before we came out to this part of the world, sitting in front of me, the professor, oncologist, spoke to me. He said, "Mr. Chen, you are clear." Wow. And I still have my whole body. What a journey! A journey of prayers and the faith work. Every step, you know you need faith. Because there are so many tests throughout all these things. And before every test, you don't know what's the outcome of the test. You need faith to walk each step. And I also experienced in this journey the support and prayers of many faithful ones. They support me with love, with prayers, and including you. I know some of you know about my situation and pray for me, including my then 5-year-old granddaughter. She didn't know what was cancer. It was not meant explained to her. So just told her, "Your grandpa cannot eat white rice." So she said, "God, you know, help grandpa one day can eat white rice." What a savior whom you and I serve. So today I want to testify his goodness and mercy and praise the Lord. About the time when I received the good news of healing, the Lord began to give me ideas for the next steps of learning and the ministry. How do I know that? Well, for one thing, I'm not a good reader. You know, although I got high degrees all that, but it's not what I enjoy doing, you know. And in the last 30 days, I read 2 fantastic Christian books. I never done that in my life, you know, but it was done. I look around, I believe my great shepherd is preparing me to walk on a higher ground. Friends here, brothers and sisters, I believe once you decide to live for the Lord, well, in Chinese, some of you may enjoy that. To me, it sounds closer. 为主而活, you live for the Lord. You too can walk on the higher plane and experience the journey of grace. And grace much more abound. I will talk a lot about this much more abound. About 6 months ago, see I'm coming down chronologically, we attended the Calvary Chapel Asian Mission Conference in Chiang Mai. I learned and experienced 2 lessons. Grace much more abound. Romans 5:20. I want to do a little exercise here. We have 2 halves, okay? And 2 ladies in the back, you're in this half, we do a little exercise. This is suggested by my wife. One side will say, "Sin abounded," all right? And the other side will reply, "Grace much more abound," all right? After we've done that, we switch sides. So which side want to talk about sin? Well, Pastor, your side, okay? Your side, this half, will say loud, all right? Sin abounded. Well, the grace is weak here. Thank you. Louder than this side. Now we switch side, okay? You know, in the we know these verses, we know, okay? But until I pay much more attention, you know, each word in the Bible is important. Each word. Sin, I used to say sin abound. No, this time I pay attention. Abounded means what? Past tense. Past tense, sin abounded. I used to say grace more abound. No, one word missing, much more abound. Much more. I tell you this. Listen. I've been practicing this every day. You know, when you encounter difficulties, dealing with difficult, you know, my sister's relative, you know, the little girl, when we parted, she is 4 years old, very naughty. I think the naughtiest child I have ever seen in my life. I'm not kidding. You know, and in the door we say goodbye, and she even don't even want to look at me. I was quite upset, frankly. How dare you? Huh? And I've been so kind to you, so nice to you, and you don't even look at me when you say. And I say, I cannot do this. Tomorrow I'm talking about grace more abound. So I say in my heart, grace more abound. Now remember, I have to say grace much more abound. I say that 3 times. The little girl turned her face to me and she waved to me. A little exercise. And try that. You need it because you know what? You will have difficulties. When you want to walk the path of God, the devil is going to give you hurdles, he's going to give you difficulties, he's going to give you challenges. And encounter him with this word. Remind the devil, the enemy of God, the grace much more abound. And he knows that. He will back off. The second thing is dropping the bone in the mouth so that you can receive the meat. Many of us have a bone in our mouth, our career, our bank account, and our knowledge. Drop that in order to receive the full blessing, the meat. A much more useful tool in your life, really. Try it. And particularly, when you are doing ministry, serving others, you know, you encounter resistance. And these two you need, the tools. Remember that, you try that, and you will find very useful, very beneficial. You know, when you say, grace much more abound, when you say that, you can say it silently, you can say it verbally. What you are doing is this, you announce it. You are announcing it physically and with spiritual authority because these are the words of God. And you need to exercise the spiritual authority. And then you're walking in the realm of God's love, of God's promise, of God's victory. And the defeated enemy will clear his way, no matter what he intended to do. My wife and I, after the conference, we traveled in Taiwan, Malaysia, China, and Singapore, and we follow his leading. Wherever, whenever, whoever, in season or not in season. That was before I knew the outcome of my treatment. And witnessing to people when we came into contact with. You know, many unexpected ones came to the Lord. I want to mention them to give the glory to God when the heavenly hosts rejoice. There was a smart young woman working in the subway station in Taipei who lost her eyesight due to some infections in her high school days, and she could speak 5 languages more than I can. Could even speak German and English fluent. In Taiwan they don't speak English, and she speaks. So I talked to her English, and so other people cannot understand what we're talking. We have that confidential environment, we can talk in English. And she accepted the Lord. And a Vietnamese woman married to a Taiwanese, a Muslim Turkish man, businessman from Australia, a foreign Muslim worker working in a very nice hotel where we stay in KL. An 85-year-old lady in a public transport. A street vendor in a busy marketplace. A Taiwanese computer science tech working in Shanghai. A Muslim taxi driver in Malaysia. A Catholic Thai hotel manager. People need the Lord and from the Savior and praise the Lord. Last month, while in vacation in Caribbean, beautiful place, a Filipino waiter. Now this is something I can't forget because very unusual environment. He confided to us that his teenager son, I think maybe 15 or 16, the same age as my grandson, is not close to him. And I probed further. I found out his son is with his estranged wife. And he confessed to me when I asked what happened. He confessed. He initiated the separation. So I asked if he was regretting. He said yes. At this point, I was surprised. He was weeping. Can you imagine a grown man wiping his tears in a five-star dining setting? But neither him or me were embarrassed or bothered. When you are doing the work of God, He covers you with His hands and you are in His sanctuary. So I told him to make it right with God and his wife. But first, he has to repent. So I led him into a repentance prayer, an acceptance prayer. Then I told him, you write, don't call, write to your wife. Apologize to her. Tell her that you have accepted Jesus Christ and ask her for forgiveness. And he said he'll do that. And tell her, you're all wrong, all your mistakes. He agreed. When all this thing was going on, so after all this ended, so I was about to stand up, and because I was sitting, and my wife sitting opposite, and this man was standing here, so I was getting up, I turned, there was a man standing by my right rear side. An Indian guy was watching the whole situation. At that moment, without thinking, I had this natural prompting, asking him if he also wanted to receive Jesus Christ like his friend did. It's kind of surprising that he did not even resist the invitation. He followed with acceptance prayer. And we felt so good. Wow, praise the Lord with what's happening. And my wife, normally very quiet, just praying alongside. And that day she said, let's go to another person. I said, who? She said, do you remember last night in a different restaurant? There was this Indian woman that you witnessed to her, and she said okay, she was polite. You know, she said, I'll think about it. You know, maybe more like an excuse. So we went to that restaurant. You know, when we walked in, we couldn't, the big restaurant, and she was smiling, walking towards us. See, God set up the whole environment. But, you know, the night before, an American Christian woman, a dear love of Jesus, told me she will pray for my missionary ministry. God honors her prayer and our prayers. In James 5:17, we are told, the prayers of righteous or the believers, in different translation, will have tremendous power, according to AMP version. Tremendous power. Remember, your prayer before the Lord has tremendous. You got to believe the word of God. It's not how you feel. Tremendous power. I don't have much power. No, the God says to you in His word, you have tremendous power to what? To accomplish much, much more than you expect much more do you anticipate. That's what the Lord says. Right there in that restaurant where she walked, I felt a tremendous love of God, honestly. You know, all of a sudden, when I see her, I mean, second time, the first time was the night before, I felt the tremendous love of God for her. It's so natural. And very seldom I do that. I mean, to me, it's a strange woman, right? I went, I grabbed her shoulder. I told her, "You accept Jesus Christ." You know what? She nodded her head. That may surprise me. And that night, she became a Christian. When I pray for her, I honestly tell you, I felt the same. You know, before the service today, I was in Pastor John's office. He prayed for me. After prayer, I told Pastor John, I said, "You know what? When you pray for me, I feel there are zillion cells vibrating in my head. Honestly. The sensation." And that day, I felt the same thing, but not in my head. In my hand, the power went through her. I told her, I said, "God loves you. I feel the power going to you." I said, "Do you feel anything?" She said, "Yes." Praise the Lord. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. John 3:16. And praise His name. Grace much more abound that night. Early this month, on our way to Singapore, we were in southern Taiwan. One of my agenda there was to revisit this elderly, very thin, small, but big businessman. This time I went with a very expensive tea from his old hometown in China. And he ordered a very fine Shanghainese lunch for us. It's a good investment for my tea. You know, the Bible says 100 times, right? 100-fold return in this life. 100-fold. And you invest in the kingdom of God. Think about it, right? Are we not our beings and all our resources, including your smartness, your intelligence, your opportunities, entrusted by God? Entrusted. Or God give it to you, but He entrusted to you. Why? Are there any reasons that we are holding back any of it? More blessed to give than to receive, child. So I prayfully presented the gospel to this man, and I witnessed his struggle. I understand. And he told me he has been following the Buddhism. You know, right from his restaurant. It is a big restaurant, 3 stories. So we are on the upper floor and looking out the window. I mean, I was sitting here talking to him, right? This side is a big window, and across the street, a big Buddhist temple, you know, overshadowing us. But it was a wrestle. I don't give up. I went all the way to southern Taiwan with a purpose. I don't give up. I wrestle. And then my wife prayed silently. It was a spiritual wrestling. And with mercy of God, finally this 80-year-old man accepted the Lord. And our Lord wins. Last week, we came to Singapore. Our relatives took us to JB. An opportunity came again. A Chinese woman working in Malaysia, she never went back to China for holidays. I said, "Why? You don't miss your family?" "No, I don't." "Why, you don't?" "No. My husband and son never want to work. They only want money from me. I don't want to see them." So behind a smiling face, you know, she smiles nicely. I saw a frustrated, a disappointed soul. So I explained the gospel to her and invited her to accept Jesus. And because I said Jesus can give you guidance Because you don't know what to do next. And He will give you strength. He will bless you in this life and life to come. You know, at the end, praise the Lord, this foreign worker found the Savior. It seems there's an increasing of blessing in my life to bring people into the kingdom of God. The Lord wants us to go higher ground. Indeed, much more abound the grace. Who is, I'm asking this question to all of you. Who is a spiritual leader in your home? Not talking about who has more education, higher position of work, more knowledgeable, has more money in the bank. No. But who has more spiritual, who is more spiritually inclined? You know. I don't know. You know. Well, my advice is that yield to that person. Yield. And support each other to serve the Lord in one account. You may have different gifts. A book I just read recently from Reed House, known as the Intercessor. You may have different gifts, but with only one commission. I want to say, do not despise the little gift. For if you are faithful over little, much, much will be entrusted. That's how the spiritual law works. May you and your whole family bless His name and be renewed by the eagles. You may rightly feel at this point and say, you, hey, Pastor Mosio, you are a qualified professional. You have special gift. I don't have much to offer. I'm a little guy. I recently read an exciting book about Hudson Taylor's life. You know Hudson Taylor, right? He was a great missionary in China. It's a fascinating story. I can't put it down. A story of love and a service. Serving at all cost. He buried his wife in China, his children in China, in the 19th backward time in China, 19th century. The foreigners look at him and call him what? Yang Guizi, foreign devil. And he was even despised by his own people. Right? And who are those people? These are missionaries, church people working in China. They despise him. They say, who are you, Hudson? You are not a reverend. You are not a doctor. What are you doing in China? You dress like a Chinaman, having a false tail, not a real one. I don't know how he attached that to his head. Did he shave his head? Are you dressed like a Chinese man? Right? You use chopsticks, we don't. Look, they look down upon him. And he lives in a Chinese house. The rest of them live in nice homes. So when they see him coming, remember, these are Christians. They see him coming this side of the road, they walk to the other side. They do not want to be seen to be with this man. Can you imagine? Hudson Taylor. And they criticize him. Are you not proud to be a citizen of the great British Empire? You identify with the Chinese. Therefore, God the Lord identified with us from heaven. Therefore, God. See, people can be educated and can be very prideful. I went to visit OMF. I don't know whether you know what this organization is. Overseas Missionary Fellowship, extension of Chinese Inland Mission. Because when the communists came, the Chinese Inland Mission retreated. And the headquarters is now in Singapore, next to the Botanical Garden. I went to visit them, I inquired things about them. And today this organization has 1,400 missionaries, unpaid. They are not paid by OMF. God supply their needs. That is the belief, the center core belief of Hudson Taylor when he started in 1865, 10 sterling pounds with this China Inland Mission. And one of the core beliefs, the mission will not pay you. If God send you, God will provide. Unbelievable. I mean, we have learned to be doing budgeting, planning. We're all very good at that, right? But can you believe a philosophy started in 1865, still existing in the 21st century? And there are 1,400 around the world, many, many countries. And that is the practice of Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa. When they send 200 missionaries out from one church, they are paid like $100 or $200 US a month. That's it. The rest God will supply. If God send you, God will supply. Wow. You know, when you go to a mission field, you have so little resources, you have so many unknowns. You really had to pray throughout the day. Who to meet, when, what happened, these changes. So you're much more depending on God, not only your budget, not only your plans. A higher ground, Hudson Taylor. You know, think about it, right? He went to China. At first, he was not qualified, right? Later, he was qualified. A strange way God led him. He became a surgeon later. But when he first went to China, about 10 sterling pounds, he started, he landed in China. He didn't even know where to spend the first night when he reached China. He nearly died, drowned the ship. You know, the ship was big with the three masts. And during the big storm, God was testing their faith, allowing the devil to create such a big storm. Three big masts. If one will fall down, will puncture a hole through the hull, the ship will sink. The weather was so bad, right? It was, to me, it's really devil's working. Two fell, and they caught each other. It didn't go through, otherwise it won't be this story. And from that, I mean, when he arrived in China, China was so bad, well, they hated foreigners. They went to touch his face. How come he got these freckles? Is it painted on, or what mask are you wearing? That kind of China, you know? And he had a vision. He said there are 22 provinces in China at that time. He said there got to be two missionaries in every province. Can you imagine? In 1800 something, you want to have, I mean, some of you may be businessmen. Have you ever had a desire to say, oh, you know, I want to have a shop in every state in Malaysia? Oh, he was thinking to cover the whole China. But most missionaries the other day, they only stay in Shanghai, safe, you know, clutter them, surround each other in safety. Like the foreigners stay in Orchard Road, right? I mean, who wants to stay in, you know, some strange places? But he wanted to cover whole China. That's amazing. Remember, God is the initiator. That's important to remember. I'm sure God initiated that in Hudson Taylor's life. He wants to do great things today. And I want to say, you are in His plan. Oh, I think this word here is so important. You know, when Pastor John Henry prayed for me halfway through the other day, you are in His plan. Oh, I don't want to forget that. And today I want to tell you people, you attended church for so long, you know the Bible so well, some of you can maybe, you know, recite backwards in some of the scriptures. You are in His plan. You read all his words, you follow God, you tithe in the church, you do all these activities, you are in his plan. You say, well, how do I know? Well, I want to ask you that question. Do you ever have a burden in your soul? I'm sure you do, at one time or another. And that's when the Holy Spirit prompts you to participate and partner in a certain divine activity. You know, the Holy Spirit seeks partners. And when you have the burden, because God wants you to be a partner. And if you are sensitive to the burden of God, respond each time in prayers, participating in the work of God. It must be 10 years ago, we were in Hong Kong attending a mission conference, Calvary Chapel Mission Conference, and one of the speakers was Hudson Taylor III. Without knowing at that time, that was the final year of his life on earth. And he was talking about partnerships. I remember that. Partnerships. We need to learn to be in partnership with the Holy Spirit and with each other. It's very important. Alright? We need to learn to be in partnership with the Holy Spirit, because he wants to do greater things with you and with each other. It's important. Our fellowship doesn't end when we say goodbye to each other in the church. We are partners. We bear each other's burdens. We support each other in the visions. Find a good partner, spiritual partner. And we remember Zechariah 4:6. Not by might. What's the next word? Not by what? Power. And say loudly, but by my spirit. Praise the Lord. And I like to end the message with this scripture to encourage you. It's from Isaiah 43:15-18-19. I summarize them. And this was quoted in the OMF publications. Says the Lord, that I am God. I am He. There is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work, and who will reverse it? Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. The Lord wants us to forget the past, whether your past was good, bad, or ugly. He wants us to move on, move to a higher ground. The Holy Spirit will lead us and endow us in our path as our Savior Lord is there on the higher ground waiting for you. And I say to you today, in closing, dear redeemed, serve the Lord, wei zu er huo, and bless His holy name. We bow our heads. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your salvation so rich and free. You have provided us not only for the forgiveness of all our sins, but also for a full redemption from all the effects of sin, as you became a curse for us on that cross, Galatians 3:13. We want every bit of my fallen nature to go to the cross and to have your own life and own nature to fill us completely. Indeed, your grace is much more abound in us. Praise your name for the great things you have done in our lives and the greater things you want to do in the days ahead. We praise you, we ask you, in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.